Let's talk to Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Bruce, Labour have been talking and clearly advocating renationalising the railway for some time. Would you support that?
Rail Future doesn't take a view on this. I mean, what we need to do is focus on what is the best for the passenger. And I think we need to recognise that if we were to... Well, when East Coast is renationalised very soon...
Hang on. Let me take the politics out of it, right?
Yeah.
What is best for the British railway system?
Stability would certainly be one thing. Long-term investment would be another thing. But, of course, a change of management isn't going to change the trains. The same crews will be running them, and fares are set by the government. So, broadly speaking, it's going to be a new package on an existing service. But I think we need to recognise that rail renationalisation is very popular with the public. And I think Chris Grayling realises this. It's slightly embarrassing for the Conservative government that the franchising system has failed on this particular line for three occasions now. And they're looking at some sort of renationalised system for the longer term.
Everything about the railways in this country is complicated, Bruce. Last week we found out that between them, the rail operators, the train companies, have 55 million different types of tickets. That's nearly as many tickets as there are people in the country.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And the fare complexity thing is something that we've campaigned on for some time. But, I mean, in many ways that comes down to the problem of the lack of long-term investment, which means we have an overcrowded, congested railway, which means that we have to manage people so that they're not travelling on the most busy trains by pricing them off and putting them on off-peak trains by enticing them with a whole raft of
doesn't that mean when it comes to using the railways as a public system of transport, we've got the whole wrong approach going on here?
Well, I think certainly in that case, yeah, the way I've phrased it in the past is managing passengers to suit the needs of the railway, and clearly that's wrong. We need to be managing the railway to suit the needs of the passenger. But, I mean, I think there's no quick fix for that. I mentioned long-term investment. That is the way forward, and the investment we're getting is very welcome. But nationalisation, while some people would welcome it, and clearly it would remove the private profits and some of the complexity from the system, it isn't a magic bullet that's going to overnight transform our railways, sadly.
I did say we'll leave politics out of it, but unfortunately part of this is it not down to that? It's all cyclical. We tend to think of everything in the space of a 3-year or a 5-year window of opportunity because that's how the system, the politics works. And actually the railways need to be here. We need to be thinking about the next 100 years, not the next 3 years.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. We definitely need a long-term, you know, strategy for the railways. And part of the problem is the ideology behind it. You know, the Conservatives, for ideological reasons, prefer privatisation without sort of having a robust justification for it. And equally, you know, the unions and some Labour supporters will say nationalise everything. Again, for ideological reasons, not with any robust reason that that's going to benefit the passenger. But, you know, clearly politics is inevitably wound up in the whole way that the railways are managed in this country. And politics, by its very nature, goes with electoral cycles, which is rather short-termist, which is to a detriment of the railways for all of us.
Whether it's things like education, again, I always say, look, who is operating best practice in the world, Bruce? Is there a country that's got a fantastic public transport system that works that we should be looking at and copying? There's nothing wrong in copying something if it's bang on the money.
I agree. Best practice is the way forward. I think we look to our European counterparts sometimes with slightly rose-tinted spectacles, but there is no doubt that in many ways, many aspects of the way that the railways are run in Europe and in many other countries as well, it is much better than in this country. And one of the very obvious things is the level of subsidy that our European counterparts put into the railways, meaning that the fares are much more affordable. In this country, there's a very deliberate policy. I'm tempted to say to price people off the railways. I don't think that's entirely true, but there's some degree of truth in it. But the government is seeking to dump the cost of running the railways you know, more and more onto the passenger and less onto the taxpayer, which on the face of it seems fair, but, you know, there are enormous knock-on benefits for non-rail users if we have an efficient railway network.
Bruce, thank you for joining us. Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future.